have aliens bred with humans? Well, there are some scientists who say it is a possibility, and they're calling for more research into an extraordinary fossil which the experts simply cannot explain. It's known as the Star Child. It was found in a cave in Mexico about 70 years ago. Some people think it's just a deformed human skull. Others say it could be proof that aliens landed and crossbred with humans 900 years ago. Now, before you start laughing at this, Bill Vimson is a scientist and researcher into UFOs. He lectures on the subject of the Star Child. Bill, is there credibility in this possibility?
I think there certainly is credibility, yes. The evidence is there for everyone to see in the Star Child skull. If you look at it, it's not just a deformed skull. Some of the experts, some of the paleoanthropologists will tell you that, you can take any sort of shape of skull you like and you can turn it into anything via various diseases. But it's not just the shape of the skull. There are all sorts of things which are odd about it, such as the fact that it's about four or five times as hard as normal skull. It's about half the weight of normal skull. And the sort of things that deform the skull or the cranium are usually diseases which just affect the cranium themselves. Whereas if you have a look at the pictures of this, I know you can't see them on radio, but if I could direct your listeners to a website, which is www.starchildproject.com, you'll see some amazing slideshows of all different views of the skull on there. Star Child Project is all one word, by the way. The skull itself, it has a brain capacity which is larger than that of a normal human being, even though we think it's a child. The reason we think it's a child is we've got a small portion of the maxilla, which is the upper jaw, and there are a couple of teeth in that, and they have been x-rayed, and you find that those teeth have got other teeth behind them coming down. So we think, providing you aged at the same sort of time as a normal human being, that it's probably about 5 or 6 years old at the time of death.
Surely the advances in DNA technology these days, Bill, should enable us to tell for certain.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But unfortunately, what we're dealing with here is ancient DNA, because this is 900 years old. So there are only a limited number of labs in the world that will deal with DNA extraction at that sort of level. And they have done DNA tests on it. They've not only done DNA tests on this skull, but on another skull, which looked perfectly normal, that they did the DNA test on both of them. Now, I don't know if you know, but there's two main different types of DNA. There's what we call mitochondrial DNA, and that tells you about the maternal line or the mother. And there's paternal, there's nuclear DNA found in the nucleus, and that tells you about the mother and the father. Now, they've been able to extract mitochondrial DNA and nuclear DNA from the normal skull that was found with the Star Child skull. From that, they determined that it was an ordinary skull. It had a human mother, a human father. When they've extracted the mitochondrial DNA from the Star Child, they found that, in fact, that it did have a human mother, but they cannot extract the nuclear DNA. Now, some experts will tell you, well, that's because the DNA is degraded, etc. But the thing is, they were able to extract it from the other skull that was found alongside it. Another possible reason that they couldn't extract this nuclear DNA is because it's not human. The primers that they use for extracting the DNA are based on human beings.
Well, you're, of course, assuming then, Bill, that an alien would have a skull.
Yes. We are making that assumption.
There's no evidence, is there?
Well, there isn't. Well, we've never met an alien as such.
Exactly.
No,
so this could be any kind of deformation, couldn't it? This could be a disease that scientists are not aware of, that could twist and contort the skull in this way.
It's not just the cranium, though, to the lower part of the skull, and it's not just a matter of twisting and reshaping it. It's actually made it very much harder. It's made it very much lighter. And if it is a disease, it's a disease that we haven't come across yet. That is a possibility.
Yeah. And what I'm trying to say, Bill, is surely the possibility of science having not discovered a particular disease is much more probable than the possibility of an alien having bred with a human.
Well, not necessarily, because you've got to take into account that the fact that there are so many different anomalies in the one skull. If this thing had a disease, I would say it probably didn't have one disease, it probably had 10 of them. There are so many different anomalies alongside it. I mean, quite apart from the ones I've already told you about, there are others as well. The bone itself contains fibers in it, which are extremely strong. I mean, you shouldn't get this type of fiber inside a normal human skull. In fact, inside human bone at all. It doesn't exist there, but it's sitting there for everyone to see.
How long have you been working on this now?
Well, it's not. I must point out, first of all, it's not my project. This is a project by Lloyd Pye, who is based in the USA. I've been interested in this project since about 1999, when the project first came out. I mean, the reason I became interested in it was because I have an interest in UFOs, and I've investigated a number of UFO cases. But of course, most of these UFO cases turn out to be lights in the sky and that sort of thing, and that you can never actually prove anything about them.
It must be difficult, though, for serious scientists, to take this seriously.
I would say it's probably dangerous for serious scientists to take this seriously, dangerous for their career. And some of them, some of the so-called experts, have been very reluctant to even look at it. I mean, Lloyd Pye has taken these to, you know, professors of paleoanthropology and that, and shown them and said, have a look at it, what do you think? And they've said, oh, yes, it's hydrocephalus. And then he said, well, pick it up, it's half the weight of a normal skull. And then the expert will say, oh, there's no need for me to pick it up, you know. Anyway, there's the door, close it on your way out. And I think the reason that they take this attitude is because if they have to offer an opinion on this, which could be a slightly positive opinion, or even admit the possibility that it could be an alien-human hybrid, then it could be damaging for their career. Who knows if the grant will be cut next year?
And no doubt you say you're interested in this. No doubt you have sat back and thought about the implications, if in any time, and whether it's in the short-term future or the long-term future. Scientists was able to prove one day that this was not disease. This must have been a human breeding with some unknown.
Yeah, well, the implications are going to be absolutely fantastic, aren't they? I mean, you know, it will put to rest the age-old question, are we alone? And not only that, but are we alone and have we been visited? So, I mean, once you've got that, it has all sorts of effects on, I don't know, maybe religion, politics and all sorts of things. Because, I mean, you know, governments and that stay in power because they feel that they are, the most powerful people around in their area. But if they know that there are aliens out there who have actually visited us, well, they must have a sort of power which goes way beyond our own sort of power.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you tonight.
Thank you.